By Michael Brown, the Trump administration says it's moving to conduct interviews of immigrants seeking asylum within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait about 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained after crossing into the United States. The policy change, first reported on BuzzFeed News, said advocates believe the move is expected to give immigrants less time to prepare for their interviews or recover from dangerous journeys. The Credible Fear interview is an initial screening where immigrants must show there is a compelling chance they will be persecuted or can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. But by law, asylum seekers have a right to consult with a person or persons of their choosing before a hearing. The U.S. has sent several asylum seekers back to Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more on that story.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the migrant protection protocols. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United States says its arms sale to Taiwan is aimed at promoting peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. China has demanded the U.S. cancel the sale after the State Department approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. A State Department official told VOA the approved sale is consistent with U.S. law and policy. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A federal appeals court says President Trump can't ban critics from his Twitter account. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
A three-judge panel has agreed with a lower court judge who said President Trump violates the First Amendment when he blocks critics. The ruling came in a case brought by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. It had sued on behalf of seven people blocked by the president after they criticized his policies. The appeals court said the First Amendment does not permit a public official using a social media account to exclude people from an otherwise open online dialogue because they disagree with the official. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge ruled the Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court ruled in June against the question, but officials say President Trump is determined to make the citizenship question part of the 2020 population count. A federal appeals court says Amazon can be sued over defective products sold by one of its third-party vendors. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A Pennsylvania woman who was blinded in one eye after a retractable dog leash snapped sued Amazon. She was unable to contact the vendor and sought to hold the online retailer responsible for her injury. A lower court ruled Amazon was protected because it couldn't be characterized as a seller, but the appeals court says Amazon allows third-party vendors to conceal themselves from consumers, which means the retailer can be classified as a seller. It says there are numerous cases where customers were injured by defective products with no direct recourse to a third-party vendor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration is urging Turkey to stop oil and gas drilling off the coast of the divided island of Cyprus. The U.S. State Department says the provocative step raises tensions in the region and that the island's oil and gas reserves, like all of its resources, should be equitably shared between both communities in the context of an overall settlement. And President Trump says he will no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington after the key envoy disparaged him as incompetent. British officials are scrambling to find the source of a leak of Kim Durock's diplomatic cables from Washington to his homeland. The leaked cables were intended for senior British ministers and civil servants, but officials believe the leaker will be found among British politicians or officials not of a foreign government. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA. Begin. broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.